This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And nothing could be more evident of this than the famous experience that he had in Ta'if. 10 years, approximately 10 years, after he received the revelation, when his uncle had passed away, Abu Talib, when his beloved wife, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija radiyallahu anha, had also left this world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been preaching to his people, the Quraysh, in Mecca for 10 years. And yet he still felt that only a few of them had believed. And there was a great task ahead of him. To Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in order to further his mission and also to seek protection, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided to travel to Ta'if, a city approximately 40 miles from Mecca. There the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went, and it was a powerful city. It was a rival to Mecca, and the rival tribe to the Quraysh in Mecca were the Banu Thaqif, the Thaqif tribe. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to them and stayed there for some time, visited various leaders and dignitaries in Ta'if. And what was his experience in Ta'if? His experience in Ta'if, some ulama say he stayed there for approximately 10 days. Subhanallah. His experience of approximately, according to one narration, 10 days in Ta'if was a microcosm of his experience of 10 years in Mecca. It was the same. He approached the leaders, spoke to them, pleaded with them, conveyed the words of Allah to them. In 10 days, they did exactly the same as the people of Mecca had done in 10 years. They accused him of being mad. They accused him of being a liar, an imposter. They hurled jibes and insults at him, false accusations at him. They even set the street urchins and vagabonds on him, who pelted him, who hurled pebbles at him. Eventually, he was driven from the city of Ta'if in such a manner that Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima both relate from Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I left the city of Mecca mahmoon, meaning grieved, and immersed in sadness, to such a degree that the words of the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim say that I only came to my senses. That means he left the city of Mecca in a daze, because he was driven out and insulted and attacked both verbally and physically in such a manner that he was left in a state of utter shock and consternation. His own words in the hadith of Bukhari are, I only came to realize, I only came to my senses. Meaning, I only became aware of what was happening much later, at a distance from the city of Ta'if. He then says that I looked up towards the sky and there were clouds. And in the clouds, from the clouds, I saw Jibreel, alayhi salam. So Jibreel came to me and spoke to me and said, O Muhammad, here is an angel. Here is another angel. Allah has sent him to you. This angel is in command of the two great mountains that are on either side of Ta'if. He speaks to you. That angel said to him, O Muhammad, I am in charge of these two great mountains. And the affair will be as you wish. If you wish, Allah says that Allah has heard what your people, meaning the people of Ta'if, have said to you, how they have responded to you, and what they have done with you. Now the choice is yours. If you wish, I can bring these two mountains together and crush the city of Ta'if. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's reply was, no. Leave them be, for I wish and I hope that from their children and progeny at least will emerge a people who will believe in Allah and not associate partners with. despite his pain, his flowing blood. And indeed, that was his experience in Mecca as well as in Taif. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, despite everything, the Prophet ﷺ persevered and showed the same love, concern, and compassion for his people.